Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no interest financing plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the experts with Carrier and Choate and receive up to 72 months no interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry, these specials won't last long. So call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, three locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
Hey, I'm Archie at Pep Boys Service Tech. Now in stock, Michelin tires, known for their durability, innovation, and lasting performance, backed by the Michelin Promise Plan.
For a limited time at Pep Boys, get free installation on four Michelin tires. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card, now through November 16th. Four tire installation required. Receive value of free installation by Visa card by mail. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys Service and Tire Center today.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team. 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Win a share of $10,000 in prizes Saturday, November 23rd, when Game Show Extravaganza, hosted by Randy West, comes to the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Downtown Dining Week celebrates its 11th anniversary, November 11th through 17th. Join Memphis's most popular dining experience for a week of great eats at prices that can't be beat. 60 downtown restaurants are offering three-course dinners for just $20.19 and lunch specials for $10.19. Restaurants like Barware, Sage, Grecian Gourmet, Aldo's, Hugh, Felicia Suzanne's, Majestic Grill, and many more. Go to downtownmemphis.com or visit on Facebook for more info. Sponsored by Coppola Winery, Herradura Tequila, Tanqueray, and your local distillery, Old Dominic.
Thinking about selling your home but don't want the stress of getting it ready for market?
Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis. No obligation, no hassle, just an offer. Sell your home for cash today. investor@livelovememphis.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
People out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash at the offer, it ain't going to be a good one. I get it. There's probably a reason for that. But that is not the case with the investor that Live Love Memphis is working with. You might be thinking about listing your home, and you may want, let's throw a number out there, $180,000 for it, Jason. Chances are your offer from Live Love's investor would most likely be in about the $175,000 range, and that's without the hassle of having to get ready to go on the market, the needed repairs, appraisal, closing costs, assistance, and more. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer. So
if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County and in DeSoto County, they would love to hear from you. You can simply send your address in an email. It's very simple. To investor@livelovememphis.com. Again, investor@livelovememphis.com. That Live Love team is going to do a free analysis. There's no obligation to sell, and you're not going to be hassled to sell. I promise you that. Live Love Memphis Group is simply going to tell you what that investor will pay, and then it's up to you to decide from there. You've got the information, and you can act on it. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. One more time, investor@livelovememphis.com.
All right, so I'm calling it. I'm out all precincts reporting, Jason. John Morant's the best player that's ever played this game. He's the best player that's ever picked up a basketball. I'm calling it right now. It's over. We have determined that John Morant is the GOAT. He is the first player since Michael Jordan to average 20 points, 5 assists on 50% shooting in his first 7 games since, of course, Michael Jordan did that in 1984-85. I know you remember those first 7 games quite well.
Oh, I do. And David Cobb of the Commercial Appeal also points out that as of now, again, 7 games in, Morant leads all rookies in points and assists per game. We said there's a chance here to get off to a good start in terms of the Rookie of the Year campaign.
Yes.
And, John, he is off to that good start.
He is off to that good start. You know, will he win it? It'll be close. It'll be interesting. Him and Tyler Hero kind of going back and forth right now.
Tyler Hero plays more minutes.
Yeah, he does. I mean, so you know, to take the edge, you got to feel like you're going to have to.
Usage will win out there, John.
Right.
Usage.
I hope so.
Yes.
I mean, I certainly hope so. I mean,
Tyler Hero's been fantastic. He's still just a piece there. Ja is the centerpiece.
Right. Over the course of a season, you have to believe that that is the case, you know, that Tyler Hero comes back down to earth a little bit. But he's a good player, you know.
The question is going to be, you just heard Jaren Jackson on, and my gosh, is he good in that Wing Guru commercial. And my gosh, isn't that flavor good? Who's jumping on John? The most marketable athlete to ever come through Memphis. When did you deem that? A year? What, right after the draft? Who's going to jump on him first?
After the draft lottery, I think, yeah.
Or who gets him first? Whose products is he selling first?
Who's his jaw selling first?
Yes.
Probably like, you know, something to do with like flight, you know, like the Memphis airport or something.
Well, Penny already got that, boo.
Okay, well then. I mean, something, you know, something.
We got to give him something, John. He's the most marketable we've ever seen.
Or Sky Zone or something like that, you know? I'd get an endorsement with them if I were Jaws agents, you know, because all he's doing is dunking on people, Daniel House, you know, or trying to dunk on people.
Man, can we get something? Can we get FedEx or somebody, something major for this man?
Oh, I mean, I didn't know.
You said most marketable ever, AT&T or something big?
Yeah, I mean.
High budget stuff here, bro.
I know. I'm thinking of, you know, like stuff that makes sense, like with his game. You know what I mean? Like stuff that we can really like tie into. You know, that's kind of where I'm at with it. You know, I mean, of course we could get him anything. We can get him anything you want. I mean, there's nobody that wouldn't want to advertise with Ja Morant. They wouldn't want Ja Morant to be the spokesman of their product. Right?
What about Save-A-Lot? They just opened that new Save-A-Lot in town. Like Save-A-Lot, save more with Morant. You know, save a lot.
That sounds like a commercial you did for some place in New Jersey.
It sounds like you've had that idea.
Well, they just opened. The mayor's talking about they opened the Save-A-Lot in Binghamton. They got the one coming up in Orange Mound. Like they are building these great grocery stores.
Save-A-Lot, bro. I mean,
can we give the brother Kroger, bro?
You can give him Kroger. I love John Moran.
Hey, let's give John. Let's bring back Piggly Wiggly and let's give him Piggly Wiggly.
No, it's gone.
Robilio's. Let's give him Robilio's.
Sidecar. The one in Bartlett?
Yeah, give him Sidecar. I mean, you give him all the local establishments.
What about What about that car vending machine thing that Jason was talking about? Now that's high end.
Carvana.
Yeah.
He can do that. That's what I'm saying. Y'all thinking. I like the way you're thinking. And it's outside the box, but I just feel like Jaws is. You know, John, there's an opportunity here, right? And maybe that's why if you're Jaron, you go out there and you get him on, and he's doing the Ring Guru one now because you see that, my gosh, with Ja in town, the possibilities seem endless. You can put him on Carvana. I'd give him AT&T.
Why would you give him AT&T? Like, what's the vision
that
there?
Fool, Ja going to sell anything.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, you can sell salt to a slug.
You won't need to set up some clever thing with him because Johnny's going to be the face.
Yeah.
So whatever your product is, you're just going to put the face on, the best player on the Grizzlies.
I got it. Mr. Hats, because of his dad. You know,
now that is I like. Now you're thinking.
Mr.
No, you give that to T. T gets Mr.
T,
Hats.
T, well,
give T a piece.
If I'm Mr. Hats, I am calling T right now.
Absolutely, I like what you're thinking. That's in the family. That's in the in the Morant family.
Yeah, but that's T though. You know, Ja doesn't.
A little side money.
Ja ain't doing Mr. Hats. That's Dimitri. That's Dad. You know, but yeah, I mean, yeah, whoever you want to call it, Ja Morant is having a great rookie year, and honestly, like. I would say better than even I thought. I mean, I think with that position especially, you know, it ain't like he's got a great amount of talent around him. You know, it ain't like he's got, you know, a bona fide, like, every night's going to get you 20 points. Like, he doesn't have that piece around him. And so, you know, you could see a scenario where it doesn't click for Ja right away. You know, it didn't for John Wall. It didn't for De'Aaron Fox. Like, you know, very rarely – has it clicked immediately for the rookie point guard. And that is the case. I mean, John Morant has come in, and I think he has smashed all expectations, and they were already lofty to begin with.
Well, especially with the 50-plus shooting right now, which we don't – it'd be great to keep it there. Just thinking that's got to come back down to earth. I will say, though, that last night, him and Dylan Brooks looked like a backcourt been playing together for a while. And I'm not sitting here telling you that Dylan has proved it to us all and he should be a definite part of this thing going forward. But watching the two of them last night, you know, they got a I'll put it this way, they got a better connection going right now. And again, there's a lot of variables to this than that Ja Jaron we thought was going to be in there the day those two walked through the door.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they're comfortable. Ja knows his spots already. We said that's one of the uncanny things about Ja. It feels like he's been playing with all of those teammates about 2 or 3 years. He knows their favorite spots. He knows where to get them the ball. But to get back to the point, I thought Dylan Brooks, for the most part, and I know I'm sitting here talking about drafting Anthony Edwards if you can, and maybe you look at another shooting guard, but Dylan Brooks looked good last night. If you could get that from him consistently, and no, you're not going to get as many as you did last night, 31.
Yep.
But he looks to me like why can't Dylan Brooks average 15 to 20 points a game if the shots are there? Why not? Defensively, he's not a liability. He's one of your I'll put it this way. One of your hardest working defenders, right? You can't put him at the top because he's not a shot block. And he struggles at times with guys who are quicker. But the guy works hard on that end, so he's not a liability for you there. Mm-hmm. It's really just a matter, right, of him consistently knocking down that mid-range shot that usually when that's popping, leaves him. He's hot from three and everywhere else. It sort of leads to the rest of his game. But, man, he teases you because – you can see it some nights, and last night you saw the two of them closed out the game. You didn't need Jaron. I mean, the two of them score 30, I believe, of your 36 that you had as a team in the fourth quarter. They got 30 of it together, and they shut it down, and they absolutely looked like a great backcourt together. So I am hopeful that, you know, while you've looked at Brandon Clark and you said, man, he produces every time he's out there. That kid looks like something that could, you know, along with Jaron and Ja, be part of the future. I wish that Dylan Brooks, because again, I'm seeing the effort put forth.
Right.
I wish he could get consistent enough to where we could say that about him, because I really like what I saw last night.
No doubt about
it. And
I
love his size. You don't have to worry about the smaller backcourt, right, when you've got Dylan Brooks on the floor, that you would if you bring in a 6'3 shooting guard like an Anthony Edwards. I wish it would work. I wish we'd have more lights like we did last night with that backcourt of Dylan and Ja. They looked great together last night.
Yes, that is certainly true. Now, it is really sad how little I know about what goes on in Memphis. I guess I just live in my bubble and I kind of just do what I do and that's it. But apparently Sky Zone closed. Did anybody know that? Did anyone know that Sky Zone had closed?
Well, I knew
no.
Sky Jumping Zone apparently is closed.
R.I.P. Sky Zone?
Yeah, R.I.P. We
Isn't
lost.
That where Bennett used to work?
Yes.
Yeah.
It shut down when he left.
Yeah, it's really gone down in the tube since he left. I mean, can we get to him? Can we get Bennett back at Sky Zone so we can bring that thing back?
No, because we enjoy having him here, John.
He can do both. You know, he doesn't go on in the air until 4 o'clock. He can work, you know, the early shift there. You know, 11 to 3 or something, or 9 to 3 during, you know.
The other one was Jumping World, isn't it? It's still over there off Sycamore View.
No, I think Jumping World is definitely up because I've seen an advertisement somewhere for that.
That might have been the problem.
I think Jumping World, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that Jumping World is open, baby.
Mm-hmm.
They are open and their business is booming over at Jumping World. They close at 9, all right? So I knew one of those things were still open.
Out in Cordova, we do it Urban Air. See, that's
Urban Air.
Yeah, that's fun.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't know about that either.
Jake loves
that's
Urban
outside
Air.
Your bubble, too, huh?
Urban Air would be a good one for Ja.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That place always packed.
Perfect place.
Yeah, and I don't know what their budget is. I don't know like what.
Dude, we got plenty.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Urban Air, you see how many kids are out there? I got one of my kids getting run over every day.
Yes.
You've never heard of it.
Not until right now. Never
Dude,
even heard of it.
Oh, you got it. We don't have children. That's why.
I don't have kids, right? It'd be weird if I knew all
Why
about
is it
Urban
like
Air.
You're the old man? You don't know the Sky Zone's gone and
kids.
That Urban Air is taking over.
Because I don't have kids. You know, what do I look like camping out at Sky Zone every afternoon? A pedo is what I look like, so I'm not going to do that. So.
Brother, with that platinum brown hair, we bounce you around out there, you're going to fit right on in. You're going to fit right in out there, brother, looking all young, no wrinkle, looking like one of the kids. You'll be playing dodgeball with them. Now stop. You'll have a lot of fun.
Now, I have played dodgeball at Sky Zone. I did. There was a tournament, and it was great fun.
What you don't realize until you get out to Urban Air and see one of those dodgeball games take place, they will smack the ish out of you with one of those balls, and you will get hurt. I had to pull CJ out of
yes.
there. Those kids were hitting. So, you know, my little kid, CJ, he's like, he's hitting a kid. Well, eventually that kid gets a little irritated, and he says, you know what, let me hit you with one. I had to pull him out. The kid comes out crying.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no mercy, in that dodgeball over at Urban Air.
There are no laws. There are no laws in the
I said, I need an attendant over here.
Right, right. Now, I will tell you, Brad, Sidecar is also closed.
What?
I don't know why.
In Bartlett?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why you suggested Sidecar.
I did not suggest. You said Rebilia's, and I was saying Sidecar.
Yeah, Sidecar.
I assumed it was open.
Sidecar is not open right now.
What is open in Memphis now?
It is hard to sell Memphis when everything is closing. Okay, everything seems to be closed, whether it's Sky Zone or Sidecar. What do we still have in this place anymore? I mean, Jillian's is gone. What do we have?
Gosh.
You know? Is the drive-in still open on Summer? Who
yes.
goes to that?
It's open. I
who
went,
goes
I,
to
I went
that?
Earlier in the year, I went to
Let's
drive-in.
Have a real conversation about who goes to the drive-in.
My family has gone to the drive-in this year.
You have gone? Why?
Because they had a giveaway at the—
Okay,
at,
they had a— It was free.
It was a
Okay,
free
it was free. Okay, was who pays to go to the drive-in?
It's a good
Don't look on this
thing.
Side of the table. It's weird. I've never been to one.
You've never been to a drive-thru?
Not in my
movie?
Life.
I've
Not
gone to
life.
I've gone
it's
to
weird.
I've gone to the
it's
drive-in
weird.
One
That's
time.
Great. It's so fun.
And you put the speakers on your car. It's
yeah,
strange,
it's
man.
Nice.
That's not nice. It's weird. People
you
lay
bring
outside
your own food.
On
it's good value there.
I just want to know why I want to sit in my dirty Mazda and watch a movie.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. You
Smelling
know?
Like me in there.
Yeah,
I want to go in a place and eat some hot dogs, go to a Malco. You know
it's
what I'm
very
saying?
It's so expensive good... compared to the drive-in.
It is, dude. But the movie experience, I know we didn't expect to get here right now. But
yeah,
the
this has gotten
but
so.
But it's important to talk about because the theater experience has become so amazing in the last couple of years. I mean, dude, they got leather recliners. You can get a massage from a chick in the back. Maybe that's just the one I go to.
Whoa.
I made that part up.
Okay, Robert Kraft.
That's it.
This ain't a massage parlor.
Yeah, I want this guy.
But dude, you can get the seat reclines. It's leather. You know, you got the big cup holders. You know what I'm saying?
And that's I didn't have all that when I was watching Harriet the other day.
Well, where'd you go, dog? Did you go to the $2 joint?
We went to the Cordova Malco.
Oh well, that's the first problem.
Whoa!
You got to get out.
Who is this dude, Brad?
It's across from the Sherman Ice, the custard
Sheridan,
stand.
Sheridan, you got to go to Kyrville. That's where you got to go.
Or the one I figure the one downtown, the new one, the new
yes, powerhouse.
The
new, yes.
What is it?
Power, yes.
Thunder House, Powerhouse.
I mean, it is not your grandfather's theater anymore.
Right.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, even the one at Wolf Chase is immaculate in terms of the food you can order.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like. just your typical run of the mill, like you ain't got you ain't got to pay for the IMAX even. You know,
maybe that's what Moran should endorse, the Malco, and talk about this experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, it's fit for the number two pick in the draft. You know, these leather reclining seats. So, you know, that's just one option. But, listen, the American cinema experience has gone way up. And I just, it does make me wonder, is the drive-in obsolete? You know, listen.
What a great segment.
These are real conversations.
It's amazing how your brain works.
These are real conversations that are being had across the country every single day.
It started out about how good this class was. You realize that?
That was the last segment.
I grew up in a drive-in movie theater. I love the drive-in movie theater.
And even this dude won't go unless it's free, okay?
I'd pay for it.
So, anyway, John Morant's having an unbelievable year. That's the major
point. And soon you'll see him on billboards, you know, selling everything.
Yeah, if you haven't.
From cookies. To AT&T phones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I predict.
Yeah.
And John's probably
will he get national deals? In all seriousness.
Of course.
Well, that guy's going to get I know he's got Nike, and he's got probably a couple side deals, but will we see him doing these national NBA when we're not in the playoffs?
I think the kid's got it, the it factor.
Yeah. I mean,
well, it will help winning Rookie of the Year. Let's be real. That will absolutely help.
It.
And you'll
take
you become a national star. But it's what we said. They're losing, but you're still seeing them on SportsCenter and high-end SportsCenter. Why? Because of the way they're losing. It's a new style. It's welcome to the NBA. And he's as much a star as any of these new guys. He's as athletic. He's jumping out of the building. You can't help but watch. And that's the great thing going on for them, that even despite, you know, they get the win last night, but even in the losing, you're getting exciting moments. You know, that's what a star gives you.
It is. So, yeah, I have no doubt.
Excited.
I mean, I think the national media, when they sort of it will catch up because the Grizzlies haven't won many games right now. I think that's a big part of it. Everybody's still, you know, they're infatuated with the Lakers and Giannis and things like that. But eventually they will accidentally stumble upon Ja Morant and the Grizzlies.
Are you surprised by how quickly it's coming?
I am. No, I mean, I thought he was going to be good.
By his decisions?
But, yeah, usually that takes time, that position, you know. And, again, it's not like he is surrounded by a bunch of great talent, you know. I mean, like, we all acknowledge that. Yet here he is shooting better than 50% from the field, you know, going head up with Kyrie Irving.
I mean, even Trey Young struggled early last year.
Yes, he did.
And for quite a, you know, significant portion of the season there before he finally figured out, turned it on. I thought Ja's season would look a lot like that.
Yeah.
Especially coming from a place like Murray State where you're just not playing against the highest level of competition every night out. And so I figured it'd look more like that. It hasn't. It's looked the other way to where, you know, folks are tweeting about Michael Jordan.
There's no doubt. Brad, there are people who are confused. They want to know, when you say, were you conceived at the drive-in or did you grow up at the drive-in?
No, like I used to sneak people into the drive-in movie theater in the trunk of the car because you get a full car for like $10 and it was unlimited. So if you could pack that joker. You know.
Okay, so now it makes sense to me. Okay, Justin Smith says, I take my family of five once a year to summer drive-in, usually to see a double movie of animated films for the kids. I didn't consider that. Like if you have a big family, obviously, that can cost a lot. If you have like a family of five or six or more.
How about a family of two, bro?
Oh, I can take.
Like, he's absolutely right. Is this the reason? Because it's $17 for two films?
Yes.
I mean, I'm a value menu, dude. You know what I'm saying? No. You tell me why you go to the drive-in.
Yes.
Because I literally had this issue. I love the Malco. Love Cordova Malco. Yeah. Love all Malcos. But it was $24 for the two tickets for me and my wife to go see Harriet. And then we spent $36 on concessions. That's large popcorn,
it's
two hot dogs, two drinks.
I didn't
even get a candy.
Yeah.
And so I'm out $60.
Yeah. Right.
I'm out $60 for two people to go see Harriet.
But you saw Harriet.
When my wife said, I want a hot dog too, it almost killed me.
Right.
And I'm supposed to be able to take care of it, but the charges.
I'm shocked that y'all did two hot dogs. I mean, that definitely is, that comes as a shock.
She got a nacho combo, and I thought that was it.
You left that
out.
So
when I got the hot dog combo, and she said, can I have a hot dog too?
Oh, my Lord.
You want a hot dog, too?
Right. This is kind of...
Like, you trying to break a brother right after he got paid, wanting no more money for 2 weeks.
This is kind of getting a little absurd. I mean, large popcorn and a nacho combo should be enough, you know? But hey, you know what? You got to do what the wife wants, right? You got to do what the... And so you'll be at the drive-in next
time. That was for two people to see Harriet. I paid $60.
And then CJ wasn't even there.
Had to pay for him to be over at the church being, you know, parents' night out.
Yeah, so you'll be able to catch
y'all catch me at a drive-in.
It's good.
Who was that? Justin Smith. Thank you.
Yeah, you'll catch Jason at the
finally turning the brother on to the deal.
Before we get to Calkins, there's not a I don't know if there's a there's kind of a Wendy's that's close. It's on the it's on the other side of Summer. You can get to Wendy's. You can get the 4 for $4. Drive on down.
Dude, I know all Wendy's locations in Memphis.
Yeah, you're the Wendy's man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you could actually hit that up. What a night! What a night for the Smith family. You know. Wow.
Get more bang for our buck.
That's right. That's right. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Coggins is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about the Tigers, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Are you looking for a new 2020 baseball bat or glove? All American Sporting Goods is now having their special Bat Friday sale on all bats and gloves. Now is the time to order for the best price. Don't wait until the start of the year or you will be spending more money. Order now. They'll guarantee delivery on your bat or glove before Christmas or your money back. So this is a perfect Christmas gift for your little slugger. They offer all of the top brands, Easton, Louisville Slugger, DeMarini, Marucci, Mizuno, Wilson, and many more. Plus, they'll add your player's name and number on their bat free of charge. Visit their Facebook page for details or call 901-324-3783 if you have any questions. Order site open until November 17th. Free bat personalization and best price on all 2020 bats and gloves. All-American Bat Friday sale will match any advertised price, so take advantage of this exclusive offer. All-American Sporting Goods, serving the Mid-South for over 50 years.
If you've been in a car crash or suffered an injury, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Almost always, the person refusing to pay you is not the person who caused the injury. It's their insurance company, State Farm, GEICO, Allstate, and the like. They make billions and billions of dollars by keeping as much money as they can in their own pockets. Big companies with the deepest pockets and an army of lawyers. Literally thousands. But at Morgan & Morgan, we too have an army of lawyers. And you know what else? Many of our lawyers came from the same insurance companies we now fight against. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, our army will fight like hell for you. Just dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Hey, it's John Martin here once again to remind you about my favorite spot in Memphis to grab a bite and a beer, or, hey, maybe both, the Blue Monkey. For 20 years, the Blue Monkey and their fantastic staff has worked hard every single day to make sure that you don't forget that every time you visit the Blue Monkey, it is a first-class, first-rate experience. They're fantastic. The menu is executed with quality products and quality prices, and they want to thank their loyal customers and their awesome staff. The Blue Monkey, better than ever. Thanks for letting us serve you, Memphis. It's been our pleasure. They got two locations, as always. 513 South Front Street, downtown, and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com for the menu. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night. Jack Rowell and the Royal Blues Band. On Saturday night, the Snozzberries.
Remember the first time you gathered the courage to ride the beast, climbing the stairs as it roared by, filled with anticipation, and one last chance to turn back? In life, obstacles can stop you in your tracks, but with a bank like First Horizon behind you with a deeper understanding of your path, you'll be amazed at your ability to rise above. See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Are you looking for a stress reliever? Why not a massage or facial from Massage Envy Spa? With 4 convenient locations, you can go today. Our licensed massage therapist will melt your stress away. Or for more pampering, try our special services, including chemical peels and microdermabrasion. Massage Envy Spa in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue. And our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to feel better. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
I believe great companies are built by good people. So with more projects coming in and business continuing to grow, we posted a job on LinkedIn to quickly find a lead recruiter. We wanted to find someone who had 5 years of HR experience and was bilingual. And it was a bonus if they were endorsed on LinkedIn for their recruiting skills. Before we knew it, Anna Maria was at the top of our applicant list.
It's not easy finding the right person for your small business. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast.
Anna Maria came in for an interview, and she already had great ideas about a new hiring strategy. That's when I knew she was the best person to help grow my business.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/today for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today, TheBluffMemphis.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jay Calkins joins us every single Thursday. You can read him over the Daily Memphis. You can hear him every morning right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins us now. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so I was listening to your show this morning, and you
had. Thanks, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? This is a team, baby. This is a team.
Yeah.
And I was listening to your segment with Barrett Salee, and I got the sense from him that if Kentucky came open, he thinks Mike would take the job there. I'll ask you, why would Mike Norvell leave for a job like Kentucky?
Well, I think the question would be if you're saying he would leave for Mississippi State, or if you're saying you'd leave for Arkansas, what's the difference, right? In other words, so realistically, if you're leaving Memphis for, there are two types of jobs you could leave Memphis for. Legitimate elite jobs where you could win a national championship, Florida State, right? Okay. And then jobs that are places where really your chances of winning a national championship are no better almost than they are at Memphis, where they're zero, right? But you can be a middle of the pack team. You can have good years and go to the Citrus Bowl, or you can, right, whatever. And the point is that those teams, that's Mississippi State, and that's Arkansas, and that's Kentucky, and that's Ole Miss, and it's Illinois, and that's like that, right? That's that kind of job. And is there really any difference between, I tend to think of Kentucky as a lesser job than Arkansas, but is it really?
Maybe not anymore.
They the same? Like, mm-hmm. Kentucky is in the East, which is easier. Kentucky has great facilities. They're both kind of, like, there's not a lot of great athletes in Arkansas or in Kentucky in terms of just a natural recruiting base. One's near Ohio. One's near Texas. One you don't have to deal with Auburn, Alabama, Texas A&M, LSU, et cetera. And so I don't really know what the difference would be. So if you're now, the difference with Arkansas is he's from there, right? I mean, he has roots in Arkansas. He's not from there. He's from the Texas area, but he's sort of, that's more home. So it seems geographically more fitting. But if you're saying, would he leave for Mississippi State or Arkansas? And I don't know where you are on that. Why wouldn't he leave for Kentucky?
That I guess that's my issue with the entire premise is that I don't think he would leave for Ole Miss. I don't think he would leave.
You don't think he'd leave for Arkansas?
I think they'd have to pay him $5 million.
Well, that's why you do leave.
Well, I don't think they're going to offer him $5 million.
Here's the question.
Well, they do leave. What is Google what Matt Luke makes? See what makes Matt Luke's salary.
It's three something.
Is between, it? I don't know. Jeffrey was saying he makes $5 million. I think he said that.
What? Matt Luke makes $3.1 million.
Yeah, what the hell?
$3.1 million.
Yeah, Matt
okay.
Luke
makes. So Mike already makes 2.8, I think.
Yeah, 2.6 or 2.8. Yep.
something like that. So, yeah, no, you have to pay Mike. If you did that, you'd have to pay Mike bigger money, and that's why you go. You go because there's bigger money, because there's better facilities and all of that. And then you can Dan Mullen it there, and then you can go to the next – to the elite job. I don't know if you can go to Memphis to Florida State. You know, if you can't go now, whenever can you? And so if you want to win a national title, you go to the next job, and then you win there, and then you go to the USC or wherever else, that level job. So that's why. I mean, that's why you do it. There's no question it's easier if it's a Virginia Tech job. Like, that to me is an easy one, because that's more like – it's not elite like Florida State, Ohio State, whatever else, but it's a job where you can imagine winning a national championship at Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech is a vastly better job than Ole Miss, Mississippi State, or Kentucky.
It is a better job. That's what I said. That's an easier jump to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is a destination job for a certain type of person, whereas I don't really think Mississippi State and Ole Miss are.
The question is, can Memphis get its salary up high enough, right, to keep Mike from feeling like he's got to go jump to an Arkansas or a Kentucky because of the money? To what would be tougher jobs where you may not get another one coming out of those? So can Memphis get it up above Holgorsen at 4? Can they get it up to 4.5? Because what I think is, if Florida State offers, you have to go. But the other ones are more so, well, can Memphis get me up to 4.5, to where that 5 doesn't look like so much more than what I'm making? Because, Jeff, those jobs are – you're more likely not to get the next job if you go to Arkansas, it feels like to me, or to Kentucky, where you could just be average is what it feels like to me. So can Memphis get over 4?
I wonder, in this day and age. I don't think coaches – I guess my analysis is, I don't really think it's about money. I think it'll be about –
where you can go from,
thing.
Yeah.
Does he want to do the next thing? And I don't think he would look at – and most coaches are very confident, right? And so they would think that they could win at a level. I don't think Mike would go to Mississippi State thinking, well, gosh, I'm gonna fail here like
but
Joe.
But you got to be reasonable,
I think he's
though.
Gonna go.
Yeah, but he can't be crazy. Like, you're not going to beat Alabama, right? You're not going to
– No, but I don't – the good thing about those jobs is you don't have to beat Alabama in order to be a success. You just have to win 8 games. They don't actually expect you to beat Alabama. You win 8-9 games.
But in terms of getting the next job, though, don't you have to?
I don't know. Dan Mullen never beat Alabama, really. Like,
Dan Mullen had Mississippi State number one in the country.
Yes, but he didn't. Dan Mullen never went to the SEC championship game. Never even went to the championship game. And he got the Florida job. So, no, the answer is no. You do not have to win at the end at an elite level. He did have them there briefly, whatever. And Hugh Freeze. I mean, I don't know whether you think Hugh Freeze could have gone to Florida or not, but Hugh Freeze, you get it going at a Mississippi State or an Ole Miss, at least the rumors about Hugh Freeze, probably planted by Hugh Freeze, is that he was offered the Florida job. But very clearly, we know Dan Mullen was offered the Florida job. So, Tommy Tuberville went from Ole Miss to Auburn. Like, it is possible to make a jump from here to there. So yes, I think you can. And that's all. I think so, I mean, I don't know. What you find is that coaches don't tend to stay at places like Memphis.
Well,
period. That
we can all agree.
They just don't.
And you can't.
They usually get fired. That's what usually happens.
Okay, yeah. Matt Rhule went from Temple to Baylor.
Yes.
Like, did that make sense to you?
Well,
but he did. Like, it's a mid-level job in the Big 12 where no one really had ever won before.
I'm pretty sure they guaranteed his entire contract.
Yeah, and it's Power Five.
Yeah, but that's fine still. But it's exactly what the other ones are Power Five jobs too.
He makes $4.2 million. You know, and I'm sure Temple wasn't even come close to that.
Right. I suspect that Mike, if he left, it would be 4 or raise. But I don't think it would be. I think it would be, let's take on the new challenge and let's go somewhere where I actually can be successful for 5 years. And then maybe, you never know, maybe a Penn State or a USC or an Ohio State or whatever else, if I win at that level there. So that would be the theory. And with Arkansas, he's got roots in Arkansas. I just have very little doubt that he would take an Arkansas job. Of course he would.
Do you think that job opens? Because Barrett Salee doesn't think it will. What do you think?
Jeffrey thinks it will. That's just – what that's doing really is guessing – the minds of boosters, right?
Well, if he loses to Western Kentucky, there's probably a pretty good chance of it, right?
It's humiliating. Yeah. You lose to Western Kentucky with your quarterback fight. Yeah, that's humiliating. Mm-hmm. So that might be one where you get to the just, no, it doesn't make sense, financial sense, but it's like you're in Tubby territory. You just have no alternative, mm-hmm. right? You just have to go ahead and make the switch. And so that may be where they are. So, yeah, I think it is such – I mean, listen, we went to game day, and half the damn signs were about take your coach back, SMU, right, from Arkansas fans who came to game day to say that. So there's clearly – I think it's hard to imagine them bringing him back.
I do, too. Are they going to be 0-16 in the SEC as well? I know.
Yeah, just,
my thing with the Jeb is I think that the old, oh, you got to work your way up, you got to take a lower rung SEC or Power 5 job from Memphis, I just think that's antiquated. I just think that you can go from Memphis to a Florida State in 2019. I think that's possible. I don't think there has to be one in between.
If he can, then he should do that. But if he can't, we'll see. I very clearly, if he can, and if they offer him the job, he'll do that. But if he can't, then he'll say, well, maybe I should go somewhere else.
So can I ask you a question?
What I think is antiquated is this. I very clearly wouldn't take the Vandy job, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a total dead-end job. Mm-hmm. But Mississippi State has proven it's not a dead-end job. Like, we just saw
it worked for Mullen.
Well, why is he leaving for Rutgers then?
For Florida.
I'm saying, why is Moorhead leaving for Rutgers?
Joe Moorhead's bad because Joe was a bad fit. It's bad. It's bad for Joe Moorhead, but I don't think Mike Norvell looks at Joe Moorhead and says, I can't do better than Joe Moorhead. He's a great coach, man. I'm cooked. I'm going to stay here at Memphis. Listen, I want Mike Norvell to stay here at Memphis. I just – my experience looking at every successful coach, whether they are at Temple or whether they are at Houston or whether they are at Memphis or whether they're at Central Florida or wherever they are, they all tend to go. And now some of them go to big jobs. Some of them absolutely waiting for a big job to come open, the most elite of the elite jobs.
Yeah.
But some don't. Matt Rhule certainly did not. And so I don't think my own sense is that offered the right job for $4.5 million, Mike Norvell will leave.
Okay. Well, let me ask you. Can I present you a scenario?
Yeah.
Okay. Dana Holgorsen is the highest paid coach in the AAC. He makes $4 million. If Memphis somehow finds a way to come close to that, 3.75, 3.8, whatever it ends up being, would you leave for Arkansas still at just $4 million or $4.2 million? Would you still leave Memphis for Arkansas?
Well, I wouldn't because I love Memphis more than anything else. But do I believe Mike would? Yes.
You think Mike Norvell would leave Memphis for Arkansas for a $400,000 raise?
No, I think he would. First of all, I don't think Memphis can pay $4 million. Hey, that's first thing. I don't believe Memphis can pay $4 million. But the second thing is...
I'm starting to GoFundMe.
And the second thing is that, whatever, do I believe that... I believe that Arkansas could always make the difference big enough between whatever Memphis is willing to pay and what they are willing to pay, that it'll be a clear, substantial raise. I don't think... And if Memphis can pay 3.8, Arkansas would just say, fine, we'll pay 4.8. Like, you have to understand, they got a $40 million check coming in every year. Memphis has a $3 million check coming in every year from the conference.
It's going up, actually. It's going up. So if
Memphis can pay, yeah, well, the SEC's is going up too. So whatever you say Memphis can scrape together and pay, Arkansas can definitely pay more and substantially more. I just think this whole, like, boy, we have to do something for our coach to keep him. That's something that you can do for your basketball coach at Memphis. Ultimately, in the end, Memphis's place in the pecking order in football is such that money doesn't do it. It's the opportunity, and it's the opportunity to coach in a Power 5 conference. And I think that means something to coaches. It means in terms of facilities. It means, listen, Mike Norvell routinely loses people to those schools that you say.
Recruiting.
What's the point?
Yes, like, yes. Yeah,
he's beaten a couple of them now, too, though.
He beats them now and again, yeah. But, like, there are guys in Memphis. I mean, like, the Whitehaven linebackers, they ended up at Tennessee, but, like, they were looking at Arkansas.
Yeah,
right?
Memphis didn't want them. Memphis didn't want them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, come on. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of that. But I don't know either.
I'm just saying that because it makes me feel better.
Okay, fine. So, but those are guys you can't get at Memphis. And so I think there's a, element of, yes, I would like to take a shot at this.
You know, look, I get it. You don't have to lecture me on the limitations.
He's already called Sexton. He's got him at Arkansas.
You don't have to.
I don't at all.
I'm messing around with you, Jeff.
Mississippi State.
Listen, I love Mike.
You got Mike in Southwest next year.
I love the fact that Mike said, I'm a Memphian. And now he says it every time he opens his mouth, evidently, because I highlighted it. But he said, I've never heard a coach say that. They say, I love the city, you know, proud of the city. But to literally say, I'm a Memphian, is so truly nothing I've ever heard a coach say. And I think he is. And I can't imagine him staying here. If those opportunities came up at big money, I wouldn't predict it. That's all I'm saying. I don't rule it out. I just don't predict it.
You know what I believe in? I believe in putting down roots. That's what I believe in. I believe in sweat equity. I believe in putting down your roots and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and sticking it through. That's what I believe in. No, I don't. I mean, but I also don't think – I think you have just as much a shot, and I know you're going to technically disagree with me here, but I still think – and you know it's true.
I just said you have as much a shot of winning a national championship.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. So, like, you can win your league every single year at Memphis. You can be in the AAC championship game every single year at Memphis. If you go to Arkansas, if you go to Ole Miss, if you go to Mississippi State, you are playing for third or fourth or worse.
I'll be honest. There's really no reason you should win your league. The fact that they're doing that at Memphis, like that's hard to sustain. I mean, you don't have natural advantages over Houston, right? You don't have resource advantages over Houston. You have recruiting advantage over Houston. It's a much better program than Houston's. Houston's is in disarray in the first year of Holgorsen. But I don't know why you think you should win the league every year at Memphis. Like, why?
I mean, you've proven to be one of the best group of five.
They have. They're on a great run. Don't you capitalize it and pop?
I mean, Fuenton, I don't think it's going anywhere.
I think John thinks it's a birthright, Jim.
I don't think it's a birthright, but I think you got a facility coming. I think you are your brand is at a level that it has never been before. Part of that, a lot of that is due to Mike, but also Justin Fuente. So this is something that has spanned two separate coaches. Memphis won the league when Justin Fuente was the coach. So it's not like it hasn't been done before.
I do believe that next year if the right job doesn't come open for Mike this year, there is absolutely no reason for him to just go. Mm-hmm. Because now that we've disproven all you haters about Brady White, he has a quarterback who's got another year. He's got Kenny Gainwell who's coming back. The offensive line was incredibly young this year. Like they're going to be just as good or better next year as they are this year. So and the practice facility is coming online and all of that. So I completely agree with you that there is if the right job does not present itself right now, there is no reason for him to leave this offseason when he looks like he could have a team coming back that's just as good or better next year.
Thank you. We agree, and that's a great way to end the segment.
Thank
Jeff,
you,
you're a great Memphian. Thank you.
See you, dudes.
Yep.
Bye.
He is Jeff Calkins. He makes some valid points. I disagree with most of them. That's just – and I think you disagree with most of them. I think Jeff –
Well, there are only so many Dan Mullins. There are more Bielemans, right? There are more that fail in those jobs.
Absolutely.
These tough jobs than there
yes.
are the Dan Mullins who get out of them. You've got Moorhead who's scared right now, right?
Yes, he wants to go to Rutgers.
It has not gone his way. And so he, you know, it looks like, at least reportedly, he's trying to get out of there and sort of get ahead of it. So more fail in those points. The percentages say you do that more than you do Dan Mullins out
Mike
of there
would fail.
And get down to Florida. I'm not saying
you know,
that at all.
But there's a chance of that.
Right, and you have to think about the idea that I'm better than all of them, and I'm going to go win a national championship at Arkansas. You don't throw that kind of caution to the win. Mike is confident in himself and his abilities. Absolutely, the man's a badass. There's no question about it. But he ain't a fool either. And so to your point, I mean, that's a much much tougher gig, and you have to know those things going in terms of where you would finish out.
Yeah. So
I'm with you. Florida State offers, you got to roll.
It is what it is.
If Arkansas or Kentucky offer me, I'm going back to Memphis saying what you got first. You
yep.
understand what I'm saying? Because
yep.
I don't feel a need that I've got to jump to those two schools.
No question about
that. That's where
that.
I'm at.
I agree. We are on the same page. All right, listen, it'll be fun. We'll come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And I had that problem a few months ago. My car went dead. It turns out just needed a simple reset of the computer chip, but the process took forever. And that's why I have CarShield, because CarShield makes auto protection super easy. They have affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you have 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit CarShield.com and use code Doyle to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
Hi, this is Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. It is that time of year where the weather is unpredictable, and given the recent storms, it's a good time to discuss insurance claims. So here's a few things you should know. Always hire a local contractor, because if you have a problem with your roof down the road, you want to be able to find him. Never allow anyone to pressure you into signing a contingency contract. They're used as sales tools, making you feel committed, and the truth is, those contracts are not worth the paper they're written on. Be careful of door-knocking salesmen. Some are reputable, but many are not. They canvass the neighborhood and tell everyone to file a claim, working the percentages and not caring if you file a claim, even when they know the likelihood of it being approved is low. Some will even damage your roof, hoping to convince the adjuster it's storm damage. That's fraud, and contractors have gone to jail for that. So do your research and know who you're hiring. Fiveash Roofing, the official roof of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Fiveash Roofing. What we do. We're here for you.
When it comes to your internet, good enough just doesn't cut it. Xfinity Internet. Internet's better because it streams better. Yep, you heard that right. Introducing Xfinity Flex. It's a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place so they're not scattered across a bunch of apps. It's searchable with your voice, so all you have to do is say, play romantic comedies or whatever you want to watch, and it's going to play romantic comedies. Plus, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies. Search less and watch more with the voice-controlled streaming device that's made for you. It's not just easy, it's effortless. And now, it's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and add a Flex 4K streaming device for no additional cost. It's two amazing services for the price of one. Go to Xfinity.com/flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 1-7-20, restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only, equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage fun and warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000. In a flash, the new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers can win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Howie, how did Robert Irwin Jewelers start?
Started by my Uncle Robert and my Dad Irwin on 7 West 45th Street in New York City. In search of a better life for our family, they found Memphis.
And what inspires you to keep the Robert Irwin Jewelers tradition?
The mission is treasures for life for less. I'm here for life's beautiful moments to help you celebrate. Engagements, anniversaries, Christmases to come, birthdays.
And you're always there.
Yeah, that's what I do. Bigger, brighter diamonds, perfect ring guarantee, zero down up to 72 months to pay, rijewelers.com. Come see me.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside?
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us in that last segment, even though he will be proven to be on the wrong side of history when all is said and done. I don't have any information on this. I'll be honest. I have no information. I haven't checked on it. I'm not in that coaching search mode yet. Obviously, there's still a lot that has to play out, but I don't think Mike Norvell leaves for an Arkansas or an Ole Miss or a Mississippi State. I just don't. I just don't. We will see, but I don't think that.
Now, Brad said, well, like a man who does have
As we know, Brad wants every available Memphis coach to go to his school, whether it's UNLV or whether it's Mississippi State.
That's a compliment.
You know, Brad wants every Memphis coach.
It's a compliment. He said, y'all got good things in Memphis that I want.
When you have beautiful things, they're in demand. You have an assistant coach at Memphis in the basketball team.
What we're not going to let you do is help facilitate it, Brad.
I'm not facilitating.
He's going to change his picture to Mike Norvell here in a little bit.
in maroon.
Yep. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I'm watching two sorry teams tonight, Chargers and Raiders. One of them beat me, so I've got to rein it in a little bit. Actually, two of them. Thanks for watching, brother.
We appreciate the Nielsen household.
A team that I made, laughed about all season long called a clown show. You know, they beat me, the Raiders.
That's right.
Beat me in London Town. And then the Chargers, who I said would take a step back this season, and they have at 4-5. They beat me in the other week. So I've got to watch this game because I've got Hunter Henry in fantasy.
I'll be studying my fantasy football roster to see how I can.
There's not much studying that needs to be done.
For a 1-7 squad.
Yeah, just take the. I think they're 1-8.
I owe it to our fantasy league and Jason Smith to give my best effort at 1-8. By the way, I have not gloated in Bennett or anybody's face that I finally got off the schneid.
You can't because you're 1-8.
But it must be said, so do it, Brad. Do it.
Listen, when you have nothing to work with after having all sorts of injuries. By drafting a crappy-ass Baker Mayfield.
It was the draft, brother, not the injuries that put you
where you are. Odell was my first pick, as you pointed out to me. And who would have predicted this kind of crap from Odell Beckham Jr.?
True.
And yet you still managed to pull this mess together and beat Bennett Doyle.
He dedicated sponsor time to this man.
Hey, there's a reason that you can't hear it anymore, okay?
I wouldn't even play anymore if I was Bennett.
He got a promotion. That's why he can't hear it anymore, dog.
Well, maybe that's the case. Maybe it's not. Who knows?
Trying to help you all.
It's my wife's birthday.
Happy birthday, Sam. How do you do it?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull a Jason Smith. I'm going to DVR the first half of the Raiders game.
Oh, I thought you were going to get a gift from somebody and give it to her.
We're going to spend some new money tonight.
And we're going to Babaloo. We're going to Babaloo. That's our favorite place to go. It's our favorite restaurant in Memphis.
That's too.
And so
small bill.
If the Raiders are winning at the half, we'll relive it on the DVR. If they are losing, we'll delete it.
You getting off easy, bro?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta buy some stuff. I gotta buy some stuff. Don't worry about that. That's gonna do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Myron Metcalf. Thanks to Ryan Silverfield. Thanks to Jeff Calkins. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with changing weather and shorter days, you really need reliable brakes. So stop in and have them checked by one of our pros. Your safety is important to us. That's why Pep Boys installs long-lasting Wagner brakes for your car, pickup, or SUV.
Right now at Pep Boys, save up to $60 on a Wagner Premium Brake Service Package. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at pepboys.com.
So visit your local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional the process can be, and I know some lawyers just want a more expensive fight. So let me tell you about Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill. It's not one of those big national firms. Justin is a former first baseman for the U of M who won't back down, but understands that slash-and-burn lawyering isn't always the best way to produce the result or the bill that anyone wants. Thomas White and Gill has male and female partners and a range of billing rates. It is experts in divorce, custody, adoption, and wills and estates. To contact Justin or to see what the firm has to offer, go to memphisfamilylaw.com.
Hi, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Looking for something different for this year's holiday party? Let me come and cater your party. Or join us at Felicia Suzanne's. Enjoy a special evening with items such as organic chicken crepes, shrimp and grits, and end with my signature bread pudding. Start planning your New Year's Eve by joining us at Felicia Suzanne's. Call me at 901-523-0877 or go to our website, FeliciaSuzanne.com, for more information.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
When you're looking for the perfect car, there's only one place to go. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis.
You know, at 5389, we don't pressure sell you. We propose the product, introduce it to you, ask about your needs, and find the best vehicle for you.
Enjoy the ride. 5389. Poplar.
Attention drivers. Join McLane in Memphis for an upcoming hiring event. Come see us November 12th, 13th, and 14th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 6415 Shelby View Drive in Memphis. McLane has immediate opportunities for CDLA drivers, driver trainees, and shuttle drivers. Start earning great pay and generous benefits. Learn more at drivefrommcleanmemphis.com. That's drive from.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.